I'm doing really well.
Excellent.
Hey, morning. Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah. I've got a couple shameless plugs for everyone today. Let's see here. Oh, I had a hard time. Oh, darn it. I can't see that screen back there. Hello.
Hi there. Where is everybody? Oh, there we go.
Yeah. I was a little late. I'm using the computer at church today. So not my own.
Oh, is that the one off the console?
It is, yeah. When I use my when I take the computer from home, it makes it harder for the girls to be in Sunday school.
Sure.
So
all the more reason to update that computer.
So check out my sweatshirt.
Oh
yes.
Very nice.
Yeah.
See what it says?
Yeah.
What does it say? Feliz Navi Dog.
Dog.
Gonzaga.
Oh.
Ah!
Oh, I did.
Nate.
One second.
Go Zags.
Yeah, the clear-cut number one team in the country. Maybe the best team in the last decade, if you watch them play. Pretty good team this year.
What is their next game?
They played Iowa yesterday in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Oh, wow.
And Iowa's the third best team in the country. And mm-hmm. They've got a big center that's really good, and they just want them. I mean,
oh, wow.
Yeah, they're really good. So, yeah, it's going to be an exciting year.
Good.
All right. Glathers are jumping on here. Polaroids, Jan. Yeah, Oscar, you can't see that, can you, in the background? That shine?
No. Not. No.
Hold on a second.
Am I on audio? Good. Thank you.
Yeah, I can't see it either. Darn it.
Just a moment.
Hi, Jan.
Hi. I'm trying to get my picture on, but I'm not doing well this morning. Down below?
Yeah. Yep. Whoop. It's down on the bottom left.
I took myself clear out.
There's Bob and Kay in the house.
Morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Sweet. All right. Well, we're running a little bit behind here. My internet connection's very unstable as well. So I don't know how this is going to go. I'm using the computer at church. For whatever reason, when I use my own private laptop, there's no problem. But the laptop at church it's already given me signals, nasty signs, and that sort of thing. So we'll see how this goes. So just hang with us. How's everybody doing this morning?
Good.
Yeah. Excellent.
Awesome. Good to see you guys. Yeah, just a lot of exciting things this week at Peace. I don't know if you've had a chance to check out the Christmas program service, but man, it was really cool how all that played out and how creative Aaron was in putting all the voices from our youth. So definitely check that out. That was really cool. They did, if you haven't seen it, they did a reading of Luke 2 with many different voices. And they had pictures that told the story as it was going on. Some of those pictures were amazing. Some of them were, well, let's say, like my Miles was doing one of them. So not so amazing. But you get the pictures of the story. It's just really fun to see the kids participate in that. So,
Pastor, let them know that the last scene, the voice, I think it was the manger, was Andrew. I was amazed.
Yeah.
Aaron was really neat.
Aaron was able to adjust the voices, and you can't even tell that he used a voice and cracked out, went to another one.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. And then this Thursday is the Christmas Eve service at 3:00. that is a lessons and carols and communion service. So, you know, if you have a chance, just share with your peace friends that that service is coming. It's, you know, I've talked to a few of the members of Peace, and I think, you know, just honestly, kind of the that sharing of we had a, you know, a possible exposure at church, it has spooked some of our members. I have just kind of shared with them directly the chance of any exposure at the church was very, very small. And George's letter was so good to the congregation as well, kind of explaining that and really trying to shift us from trying to think who it was to let's pray for that person, you know, and their situation. So that's really critical. Because I think as human beings, we want to find out who it was. And the exposure was so small. The most important thing is to pray for the person. That's what a good Christian would do. And George just did a great job in his letter sharing that to the congregation. So, but yeah, if you can just encourage people to be here, it's very safe. It's just, we're singing carols and have some readings, and Bryson is just, we're letting him rip on the piano for a good half hour during distribution, letting him run with it. So that's pretty fun. Let's see. And then we got a service next Sunday. Also Tuesday night, I'm going to send out an invite for just a dessert with your peace friends at about 7 p.m. Just chance to get on Zoom and connect and share what you're doing for Christmas. So you'll see that email come out pretty soon. Nothing that you have to prepare for other than you need to share what Christmas cookie you're really liking this year. So you will be put on the spot for that one. For whatever reason, I'm liking Russian tea cakes this year. Anyone ever had a Russian tea cake?
Mexican.
Yeah, some people call it Mexican tea cake. Yeah, or Mexican wedding cake. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Little white round things with powdered sugar on them.
Yeah, for some reason that's my cookie. That's my go-to. So we want to know what your go-to cookie is Tuesday night, and maybe even bring one to show us.
I'm bad. I don't have a cookie. I like candy. Homemade candy.
Well, Jan, mine is Lefse.
Oh, well, yeah. That would make me very happy, too.
No, boy. Well, good. Well, be sure to be ready to share on Tuesday night and join us for that. Let's see. Just to give you a heads up, too, the hygiene team met just this last week, Friday. And really nothing huge to announce or anything with this group. That the team pretty much just said, let's hold off another 10 days to see how things are going before really committing to a day as, you know, when we would start. So, so just hold on, you know, we've got some good things planned in January. I'm really excited actually about what's coming Peace's way in January. So be looking in the newsletter for some of the details about that. All right. Anything going on that you want to share with this group? Anything going on in your life?
I have a couple questions, if I may.
Yeah.
I combed my hair this morning, and now I can't get on the picture, but I'd like to know the name of the book you said that I can't think of his last name. That you. Say it again.
Oh,
Max Licato, I think.
Yes, yes. And yeah. What is the name of that book?
That book is called Anxious About Nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Anxious for Nothing.
Okay.
The book was written right at the start of the pandemic. We're going to take a look at that in January. Yep.
I contact Aaron Benson to get his sister's book?
Yes, get his sister's book, yes.
Okay, thank you. I will let everybody tell their stories now.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. We are going to do this study on Anxious for Nothing, you won't need the book. If you want the book, you can get it. You know, it's on Amazon. The study we're going to do, I've kind of written up kind of a study or kind of a draft of a study, but there's also some video in it too, that'll catch you up each week. So if you're not a reader, you know, that'll help you. Anybody else?
Jan?
Yes.
Jan, if you move your mouse to the bottom of the screen, there's a little icon that says start video.
Well, no, I'm on my iPad, and I don't have that.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what happened today, but that's all right. I can see you. That works. Thank you, Kay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, good. Alicia's texting me. Hold on one second.
Well, Bob and I just got back from Medford yesterday, and we still can't see my mom, and she's going to be all by herself at Christmas because she can't see anybody, and we can't go there anyway. And she's blind, so we were concerned about her being able to open her gifts and things, and it was hard to know that she's going to be there by herself.
Yeah.
But they said they have somebody go in with her and help her open things. And she has a pretty good attitude, but I think it's going to be tough on her. This one's going to be hard, I think.
Where is she now?
She's in Medford. She's at an assisted living place in Medford.
Oh, good. Okay. And yeah.
They're very careful. It's been pretty good there. They've had a few cases, but they've been able to stop them really quickly and nothing spread. So
that's good. But as you say, it's still hard.
Yeah.
We think that vaccinations are coming soon there. She's filled out paperwork, but no word as to when.
We just to let you know, we did have another member test positive, found out on Friday. Someone who's not around the church. So, so just not to cause fear, anxiety, but just more so just a possibility for us to pray for that person. So, and I'm hearing more and more stories of exposure in all sorts of places, as I'm sure all of you are too.